plasmids, and restriction enzymes. The discovery of plasmids and restriction enzymes in bacteria is a classic example of how findings from basic research can revolutionize a field. With the discovery of these biomolecules, scientists have made major breakthroughs in understanding fundamental processes of life and in developing life-improving products. Plasmids. Many different types of bacteria carry two forms of DNA. One, a single chromosome made up of a large DNA molecule that contains all the information needed by the organism to survive and reproduce. And two, plasmids, small circular DNA molecules, ranging in size from 1,000 to 200,000 base pairs. Two nitrogenous bases joined to connect complementary strands of DNA that are present in multiple copies separate from the chromosomal DNA. See Figure 5b.2. Some bacteria carry as many as 500 plasmids in each cell. Figure 5b.2 illustrates DNA in bacterial cells. Four characteristics of plasmids make them ideal vectors. 1. The ability to replicate. 2. The ability to initiate transcription. 3. A gene or genes that code for resistance to antibiotics, a class of compounds that kill or inhibit the growth of microorganisms. And 4. The ability to be passed between bacteria. These characteristics are described in detail below. 1. Plasmids have the ability to replicate, that is, to make copies of themselves independently of the bacterial chromosome. To do this, plasmids include a specific sequence to which the host cell DNA synthesis enzymes bind and initiate DNA replication, a biological process that occurs in all living organisms to make copies of their DNA. This sequence is called the origin of replication, ORI site. 2. Plasmids have the ability to initiate transcription, the process by which information encoded in DNA is transferred to messenger RNA, mRNA. mRNA is an RNA molecule transcribed from the DNA of a gene and used as the template for protein synthesis using the host cell RNA polymerase, a protein that makes mRNA from DNA. RNA, or ribonucleic acid, is a single-stranded biomolecule made up of a nitrogenous base, a ribose sugar, and a phosphate. It plays a critical role in protein synthesis, transmitting genetic information from DNA to the ribosome, where proteins are then made. This ability requires another sequence called the promoter, a specific DNA sequence that binds RNA polymerase and initiates transcription of the gene. The promoter binds RNA polymerase, and this is where transcription is initiated. All genes have promoters located next to them in the DNA. For human therapeutic protein genes to be expressed in bacteria, they must be inserted into the plasmid next to the promoter. 3. Plasmids possess a gene or genes that code for antibiotic resistance, the state in which bacteria are no longer sensitive to an antibiotic and will continue to grow and divide in the presence of that antibiotic. These genes code for proteins that inhibit the action of antibiotics secreted by microorganisms, which can confer a selective advantage in nature to plasmid-containing bacteria in a microbial population where bacteria compete for survival. 4. Plasmids can be passed on from one bacterial strain to another in a process called bacterial conjugation, which enables bacteria to share and exchange genetic information. When a plasmid with a gene for antibiotic resistance is taken in by bacteria lacking that plasmid, the bacteria will then become resistant to that specific antibiotic. In nature, conjugation occurs with very low efficiency. That is, only a small percentage of bacteria in a population can take in plasmid DNA at any point in time. Figure 5b.3 illustrates the basic components of a plasmid. Figure 5b.3 illustrates a plasmid vector. Consider. Use what you know about natural selection and evolution to describe how plasmids might confer a selective advantage to their host bacteria. In developing techniques for cloning genes in bacteria, scientists had a powerful tool in plasmids, a vector that can be taken in by bacteria that replicates in bacteria to produce many copies of itself, that has a promoter for transcription of an inserted gene, and that carries a gene for antibiotic resistance. You will take advantage of these features of plasmids when you transfer your recombinant plasmid into bacteria. Once scientists recognized the power of plasmids as a potential vector, the next challenge was to determine how to incorporate a foreign gene of interest, such as the insulin gene, into the plasmid DNA. The plasmids you will work with in this lab contain the genes for resistance to the antibiotics ampicillin and kanamycin. These genes produce proteins that inactivate the target antibiotic by chemically modifying its structure. Restriction enzymes. In the early 1950s, scientists observed that certain strains of E. coli, a common bacterium found in the human gut, were resistant to infection by bacteriophage, viruses that infect bacteria by injecting their DNA into the cell and commandeering the host cell's molecular processes to make more bacteriophage. Investigation of this primitive immune system led to the discovery of restriction enzymes, proteins that restricted the growth of bacteriophage by recognizing and destroying the phage DNA without damaging the host bacterial DNA. Subsequent studies demonstrated that restriction enzymes from different strains of bacteria cut DNA at specific sequences. These sequences are called restriction sites. Consider, how do bacteria that carry a restriction enzyme avoid cutting up their own DNA? Table 5b.1 provides examples of restriction enzymes isolated from different strains of bacteria and the DNA sequences they cut. In the examples shown, the enzymes cut asymmetrically on the strands of DNA, leaving single-stranded overhanging sequences at the site of the cut. For example, a cut, or digestion, with ECOR1 will leave an AATT overhang, or sticky end, on one strand and a TTAA sticky end on the other strand. Table 5b.1 illustrates restriction enzymes used in this laboratory. Consider, what is the sequence of the sticky end that results when DNA is cut with BAMH1, with HindI3. Scientists can modify plasmids to have a single restriction enzyme site. Imagine that you have a plasmid with a single ECOR1 site. Draw the structure of the plasmid after it has been cut with the enzyme and show the nucleotide sequences left at the site of the cut. If you wanted to insert a gene from a plant at this site, what enzyme would you use to cut the plant DNA with? Explain your response.